Good morning and welcome to Troll Radio Review. It's almost the end of January, and here we are on the last Saturday with some great tunes for you. We have some fantastic music today from Alicia Sarita Ned. We've got Dylan Klotko. We've got, as you can see, our amazing Troll Radio house band. I think Mr. Troll might be around, and more than anything, we've got a good time for you. So I'm glad you're here. Troll Radio Review is a collaborative effort of Coast Community Radio and Fort George Brewery and Public Meeting House. I'm your host, Debbie Twombly. Thanks for being here. Guys, we'll all be back for some more tunes later in the show. Well, we're going to start off today with Alicia Sarita Ned. A few weeks ago, my husband was in a little duo called the Lazy Boys, and they were playing over at Coffee Girl. Coffee Girl's taking a little break from having live music right now because they are expanding. Come on up here and get ready while I'm jabbering, Alicia. But it's an amazing spot. It's kind of hidden away over there at the foot of 38th Street down on the old cannery area. I used to work there, actually. And it's a fantastic place. And they've been having music there and some open mics, and it's a lot of fun. And when they get their remodeling all finished, they're going to be back to having some live music. So pay attention to what they're doing over there. They also have live knitting once a week. What night do they have live knitting? Every Tuesday evening, there's some live knitting over there. So if you want to join in on a little knitting jam, you can do that on Tuesdays. What time would that be? Around 5:30. So head on over there with your knitting and go over and have a cup of tea, drink a little coffee, and I think when they finish the remodeling, maybe you can have something a little more livelier than coffee or tea, which would make me happy. Well, anyway, it was at one of those events that I heard Alicia play a little at an open mic, and she just blew my socks off. She is fabulous, and turns out she was in one of my KMUN radio classes years ago when she was a kid, and so I am thrilled to have her on the stage of Troll Radio Review today. Please welcome Alicia Sarita Ned.
Thank you. All right, so I think I'll start off my set with a little tune a cappella. It's called Lucky So-and-So. As I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me one friendly hello. I guess I'm just one lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree, they're all so neighborly. They do sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just one lucky so-and-so. Should you ask me the amount in my bank account, I'd have to confess I'm slipping. But that don't bother me, 'cause confidentially, I've got a big dream, and it's a pippin'. And when the day is through, each night I'll hurry to a place where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just one lucky soul, and so I guess I'm just one lucky soul, and so. Thank you. All right. And this next tune is called Fallen. I got the feeling I'm a falling, like a star up in the blue, like I was falling off Niagara in a paddle boat canoe. I got the feeling I'm a falling, and it's all because of you. Like I was walking on a tightrope, I'm just swinging in the breeze. And when I tried to keep my balance, well, I just winking in my knees. I got the feeling I'm a falling. Lover, help me, please. Like a leaf falls from a branch, like a rock slide avalanche, like the rain on a stormy day. I never thought I'd fall this way. I thought that love could never touch me. Yeah, I was riding high. And then my ivory tower toppled, and I tumbled from the sky. I got the feeling I'm a falling, and you're the reason why. Like Goliath when he met a stone, like the walls of Jericho, like Delilah's home in town, when Samson tore it down. I thought that love could never touch me. Yeah, I was riding high, and then my ivory tower toppled, and I tumbled from the sky. I got the feeling I'm falling, and you're the reason why. Ooh, you're the reason why. Maybe you're the reason why. Maybe you're the reason why.
Thank you. Really also like to thank Debbie for inviting me to play today. It was a really awesome and fun, unexpected invitation that I'm really glad I'm here. So. All right, and my last song that I'm playing is Already Gone.
I'm feeling
Thank you.
That's pretty great, Alicia, but don't you have one more?
I do.
All right, let's just have one more from you. We're doing really good for time today, and you're just, that's just too fantastic to let you go yet.
All right. And this next song is Miss Ohio.
Alicia, that was fantastic. Hope we see you again here at Troll Radio, and keep checking in over at Coffee House and seeing what's going on over there, because for Coffee Girl, sorry, yes. Thank you. I take correction well. I'm a little choked up here. I can't quite tell what it is, but there's something in the air. Oh, I see what it is. It's, oh, hi, Mr. Troll.
Well, good morning there, Debbie.
Well, Mr. Troll was home for the holidays, and I understand he's getting ready for a big trip.
I have a special announcement.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, from our station manager.
Oh.
You know, Debbie, we've been having some technical difficulties this last week,
yes.
And she wanted me to explain to all the peoples here how that's got straightened out.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so anyway, this is what happened. Joanne, she and the tech head from Portland went up Nikolai Mountain, and you know, that's the mountain shrouded in clouds right now. And they went up there, Nikolai Mountain, and they plugged a new widget into the What's It, then pressed buttons 1, 3, 5, 7, and 11, then had Dave back at the station flip the switch and say the magic words. Do you know what the magic words are, Debbie?
I don't.
There's three of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
C-R, give you a hint.
Coast Community Radio.
Yeah, they said Coast Community, and they flipped the switch, and everything is working fine now.
Yay, I'm so glad. That was pretty stressful. Yeah, thanks to all the people who worked hard to get us back on the air.
Yep.
So I see you have a suitcase with you today. What's that all about?
Well, let me show you, Debbie.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm getting ready for a trip.
A trip? Well, that's interesting, Mr. Troll. I think that last time you have done trips, they've been like to Norway, and gosh, what do you have in that suitcase? That's a pretty old-looking suitcase, by the way.
No, Debbie, I am 500
Yeah, and that suitcase looks like it is too.
Okay.
Oh, it's one of an infinity scarf. Stylish, yes. Yeah, okay, you've got your scarf. Okay, what else do you have in there, Mr. Troll? Oh, Mr. Troll, I hope we're not going to pull out everything there. Oh, great. Oh, you've got your hunting hat with your little ears. Okay. It's cold. Yes, it's cold out there. Oh, you've got your plaid fleece shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I know you wouldn't want to be caught in anything that wasn't popular. Let's see. It looks nice on you. It looks very cozy. Oh, and you've got a rain hat.
Well, this is the closest thing the troll has to cowboy hat.
Oh.
Well,
yeah. Okay.
Well, what's this?
What's that? I don't bring out your underwear. Mr. Troll, put the underwear back. Okay, thank you. All right. So it looks like you're going somewhere that must be cold. Because you have such warm clothes you're packing.
Well, you know, but what I must say is, you know, I'm nervous, Debbie, because...
Yeah, why?
You see, I am ready to embark on a diplomatic mission for the Troll Kingdom. And it is going to be very cold there. But, you know, we trolls are not bothered too much by frigid weather, don't you know?
Oh, boy, a diplomatic mission for the Troll Kingdom?
Yes, Debbie, you know, the king, he called me yesterday and he said, and I quote, "It has been 29 days, Stinky. 29 days and a resolution to this conflict is long overdue. And I think, Stinky, you are just the troll to jump in and help out the USA.
Oh, God, I don't even want to ask. A resolution to what conflict?
Well, you know, Debbie,
yeah.
The one that has lasted already 29 days.
Oh,
in fact,
Mr. Troll.
It started just a day or two after our December troll radio review.
Yes,
You know, and then some of those smart guy pundits, they have named it the Oregon Standoff.
I suppose you have another name for it.
Yes, I do. Misery on the Mall here.
Uh-oh. Okay.
But anyway, Debbie, I do not think that the IDF has done a very good job getting those last four or five fellows off out of the refuge.
Okay. I'm afraid you mean the FBI.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The FBI. Yeah, that's the one. The FBI. Well, some folks, including the Troll King, think maybe they need some help devising a plan to get those last four or five folks off the refuge. So, the first thing I'm going to do when I get over there is offer my assistance to that special agent feller, Scully.
No.
Mulder?
No.
Oh, no. Bretzing. Special
Whoever.
Agent Bretzing to put together a plan. Do you want to hear it, Debbie?
Oh,
the king gave me some good ideas.
Yeah, like we have any choice by now. By the way, if the king has such good ideas, why doesn't he just go over there and do the negotiating himself?
Well, Debbie, you know the answer to that. You know the answer to that. The king, he's just too busy surfing with Larry to be bothered by that little dust-up.
Okay, well, I don't think the good citizens of that area consider this a little dust-up, Mr. Troll. But I must say, I guess I'm kind of intrigued by your plan. Let's hear it.
Well, okay, Debbie, but you know, you have to promise me not to tell anyone about it. And all the folks out here, you got to promise. Does everybody promise not to say anything about this plan? Raise your hand. Okay, well, we got, I don't know.
Oh, just spit it out, Mr. Troll.
Okay.
You're on the World Wide Web as it is.
Okay, but they want to keep it secret so that they can take credit for the plan if it works.
Isn't that the way it goes?
Well, here it is, Debbie.
Okay.
Okay. You know, the rest of those people still hanging out in the refuge. Well, you know, I go in there, and you know, the quarters are kind of cramped.
Probably.
And from what I've heard, they'd cut off the water.
I would think so.
No one is taking any showers, but I can get into that. And they probably using honey pots.
Sounds right up your alley.
Yeah. And well then, now listen carefully to this plan and see what you peoples think of it.
What, will you stink of it?
Well, we've ate a few days, just a few, mind you, and then that special agent, that Britzing fella, he lets me go past the checkpoints to go join those fellas. Because you know what they say? They need real patriot peoples to come and join them, and you only need to bring your arms. And I got a left one and a right one to take.
Yeah, well, sorry, Mr. Troll.
What?
I'm afraid that those are not the arms they're talking about.
Well, anyway. So, I go in there and join them. And it will not be long before I will employ my special superpower, which is...
Oh, Mr. Troll.
What?
That's no secret.
And it will not be long before they decide to vacate the refuge and return home to their families or to Multnomah County Jail.
Yeah.
Either preferable to where they are now. So anyway, I must be off. I am so excited because the king says I have something called diplomatic impunity. Do you know what that is, Debbie? And also, he's going to get a per diem for all of my expenses. So I'm going to take my trunk and go off there, and I will give you a report next month on how that
All right. Mr. Troll, I have to say, where I think you are really right is where you mentioned that you must be off. I think, yeah, that is all. You got hit the nail on the head. Well, thanks, Mr. Troll. Good luck. Hope that all goes well for you. All right, well, we're going to get Dylan up here. We've got Dylan Clodgo on his way to the stage, I think. Well, I see we have a house band. Okay. Well, in the meantime, here comes Dylan. All right. I'm telling you, about a few things that are going on in town while Dylan's getting set up here. Last night, Waiting for Godot opened at the PAC. It'll be performing again tonight. Fantastic show. You won't want to miss that. Slab Slavinsky and Bill Hamm are the performers there. It's going to be great. It's at the PAC. It's tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow there's a matinee at 3 p.m. and the 5th and 6th of February at 7 p.m. as well. And next weekend, you will not want to miss this. If you haven't been over to any of the concerts at the Sou'wester, you'd better get over there. And next week is one of the best. We've got Brian John Appleby and Bart Budwig, who has a recent CD out that is fantastic. I can't take it out of my CD player. It's kind of alternating with David Bowie right now. So get out there. That's February 5th at 8 p.m. And right here at Fort George, February 13th is the Festival of Dark Arts. Haven't heard if there are any tickets left or not. I know they go fast. But one thing you won't want to miss is the Skamakaway Swamp Opera. I will be playing there on Saturday. At one of the stages here at the Festival of Dark Arts, Saturday at 2 p.m. until 3:30. It's going to be pretty good. February 20th, a big, big night in our area. There is a reunion of the Bond Street Blues Band. That's at 8 p.m. at the Astoria Event Center. We're not sure how family-friendly it is right now, but keep tuned to local media to find out about that. It's going to be pretty great. And if you're in Portland, a great big, really good event. It's a benefit for the Sisters of the Road Cafe. Is Portland's Winter Folk. And that's at the Aladdin Theater. And you can find tickets on Ticketfly there. February 20th, great music from David Roth, Casey Neal, Sky in the Road. Gary, okay. And one more thing I want to tell you about. This is going to be really great. There's going to be a performance of a couple of white chicks sitting around talking. That's February 3rd and 4th at the McTavish Room at 7 p.m. So that's going to be really good. That started this week, and I'm sure it went off really good. It's going to be really great. Well, we've got Dylan Clodgo coming up here now. Haven't seen Dylan for a long time. He was in my one of my classes back at Olney. He's had me for a teacher. He's had Mark Erickson for a teacher. Are you in therapy? After all that, we'll see what damage we've done. Well, since then, where I have been lucky enough to see Dylan has been on some of his YouTube videos, and they're pretty fantastic. who was a really bright student back in the day, and he's a great musician, comes from a fantastic family out in Olney. So we're getting him all set up here with his microphone. Hey, Dylan.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
You ready to go?
I think so.
All right, so we've got a few songs here from Dylan now.
Looks like we're
welcome
good.
To Troll Radio Review.
Should I turn that one up? All right. Thank you all for being here, and here's a song I wrote.
Walk humbly into the fire, no, just what your heart desires, so we might find a way to light up our minds. Live smoothly into the tide, but don't let it completely hide who you are inside. It's what we need to survive. Now the other day, you were walking away from me. That I saw that smile, so free and wild, come over me. Then I thought of you, a thought so true, could finally see that we could last, but it's in the past, and now we're free. We can choose to run, or hide behind a gun, insanity. So is the battle won behind the sun or vanity?
Plan on playing this one, but judging by the audience, it's more appropriate, so.
Well, I think it's fine building jumbo planes or taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on the summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want if you want, 'cause you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? Will you roll on roads over fresh green grass for your Lowry loads, pumping petrol gas? Can you make them long? And you make them tough, but they just go on and on, and it seems that you can't get off. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where will the children play? Well, you've cracked the sky and scrapers fill the air. Will you keep on building higher till there's no more room up there? Will you make us laugh? Will you make us cry? Will you tell us when to live? Will you tell us when to die? I know we've come a long way, and we're changing day to day, but tell me, where will the children play? Do-do-do-do-do.
Thank you. How many more? Here's a song by the great and late Warren Zevon. And it's about all the beautiful people in the world and the messages they can share together.
Everybody's desperate and they got no place to go. Someone's always trying to tell them something they already know. So their anger and resentment flow, but don't it make you wanna rock and roll? Mohammed's radio. Oh, I heard somebody singing sweet and soulful on that radio, Mohammed's radio. You know that sheriff got his problems too, and he will surely take them out on you. In walks the village idiot, but his face is all aglow. Oh, he's He's been up all night listening to Mohammed's radio. But don't it make you wanna rock and roll all night long? Mohammed's radio. Oh, I heard somebody singing sweet and soulful on that radio, Mohammed's radio. Everybody's desperate, just trying to make ends meet. Work all day, still can't pay the price of gasoline and meat. Alas, the lies are incomplete. But don't it make you wanna rock and roll? I heard somebody singing sweet and soulful on that radio, Mohammed's radio. Been up all night listening for his trump. I'm hoping that the righteous might just one day come. Well, I heard the general whispering to his aide-de-camp, be watchful for Mohammed's lamp. But don't it make you wanna rock and roll all night long? Oh, Mohammed's radio. Oh, I heard somebody singing sweet and soulful on that radio, Mohammed's radio. Mohammed's radio.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah. Very happy to be here today with all of you, and happy to see you well and alive and enjoying your lives. It's a blessing in itself. And thank you to everybody for coming today and supporting me. And I couldn't do it without you, and I hope you never forget that. Like, because I'll do my best not to. Here's a song I wrote for just that very purpose, so hey, enjoy, thanks again.
I woke up this morning feeling blue, caught myself missing you, didn't know who, what to do. Been so long since I've been the fool. Looked inside, see what I see. Just saw you smile back at me. And so I wrote this song as we, because you make me love to sing. Thank you again for just being my friend. I didn't know at the start would make it to the end, but we seem to make it time and time again. Every hole in my heart I wouldn't heal back in, although I know every start eventually ends. But I think that not to love would be the greatest sin. So thank you again. I drifted off, feeling good. But everything that as I would, thought I'd try as I should. But been so long since I thought I could. It helped me to see the better side of me, that we share in our thoughts and blend in our dreams, keeping me excited for what tomorrow brings. So one done day we can sing, thank you again for just being my friend. I didn't know at the start we'd make it to the end. No, we seem to make it time and time again. Every hole in my heart I wouldn't heal back in. Although I know every star must finally end. But I think the not to have loved would be the greater sin. So, oh, thank you again.
Thank you.
And man, that was fabulous. I am just so lucky that these people that I'm associated with when they're young keep coming back into my life.
Gladly.
Yeah, so that was fantastic. Well, while we're getting the house band up here, tell you about just a few little things still going on. As you know, there is live music every Sunday here at the Fort George. And this coming Sunday, tomorrow night, it will be the Wilkinson Blades. And that's from 8 to 10. Never a cover, family friendly. Bring the kids down and let them hang out at least on the first set. It's really good to get to expose the kids to all these different kinds of music. And that's one of the things I really like about Troll Radio, is that you bring your kids down and let them hear a variety of types of music and artists. Let's see. Well, I want to, let me see. Oh, and I want to say a big thank you. I want to say thank you to the Blue Scorcher, because they bring us these cookies and the coffee every month, and they do that for us just as a gift to Troll Radio and to Coast Community Radio. So if you ever stop in there, be sure to give them a special thank you for that. And if you want to, be sure to drop a buck or two into the Troll Radio donation jar. Well, I want to say something really special. I would like everybody who is here in the audience today to take a look out the window. This is one of the things about the upstairs here at Fort George. And look at that river. That river is really important to us. And a lot of people are working to keep that river safe from evil forces that lurk about. And one of them is in the audience today. Two of them, actually lots of them. But one in particular, Cheryl Johnson, is in the audience today. And tomorrow is her birthday. So I want to start this off here by saying a big happy birthday to Cheryl. And in that birthday, the hugest thank you in the world for not only being like a super duper grandma and a mama and a gardener and a wife and a super duper friend and person, but thank you for all the work you do to keep our community free of forces that are out to mess up our river and mess up our whole community. So if you want to get in on the no LNG bandwagon, we're thinking we're getting close to winding it down, aren't we? So yeah. Anyway, if you see Cheryl out and about, say thank you, and we're going to all sing a big happy birthday to her right now.
Sing.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
we love you. Happy birthday, and may all your dreams come true. When you blow out the candle, one night stays aglow. It's the love of all your friends, wherever you go. Thank you. It's the love of all your friends. There you go.
Happy birthday, Cheryl. Again, thanks for coming out here today on this blustery day. Sun's actually out there right now. And we're just deciding what we're doing here. We got it. We got a house band up here with a see. Got it? Okay.
What if somehow you could pack up your sorrows and give them all to me? You would lose them, I know how to use them. Give them all to me. No use crying, talking to a stranger, naming the sorrows you see. Up your sorrows and give them all to me. You would lose them, I know how to use them. Give them all to me. No use rambling, walking in the shadows, trailing a wandering star. No one beside you, no sorrows and give them all to me. You would lose them, I know how to use them. Give them all to me. No use gambling, running in the darkness, looking for a spirit that's free. Too many wrong times, too many long times, and nobody knows what you see.
But if somehow you could pack up your sorrows and give them all to me, you would lose them, I know how to use them. Give them all to me.
One more.
One more.
No use roaming, lying by the roadside, seeking a satisfied mind. Too many highways, too many byways, and nobody's walking behind.
But if somehow you could pack up your sorrows and give them all to me, you would lose them, I know how to use them. Give them all to me. You would lose them, I know how to use them. Give them all.
Hannah Sutherland on the vocals there.
Okay. Who knows what key?
D.
A song about flying in a balloon.
Yeah? Good day for balloons? I don't know. Good day to waltz. You can do waltz?
You spin around and like that, guys. These dancers are just good.
I once loved a sailor. Once a sailor loved me. She was not a sailor who sailed on the wide rolling sea. She sailed in an airship, free as a bird on the wing. And every Sunday evening she'd pass by my window and sing, "Come take a trip in my airship,
Come sail away to the stars. Come let us fly off to Venus. Come take a trip around Mars. No one will see when we're kissing. No one will know when we spoon. So come take a trip in my airship. And we'll visit the man in the moon.
Got one, Larry.
From the crowd we pass by the milky white way, while I'm drifting and watching the clouds, I ask her if she'd name the day. Just by the dipper I gave her my heart, and the sun shined on our honeymoon. We promised each other we never would part, and we teach all our babies this tune. Come take trip in my airship. Come sail away to the stars. Come let us fly off to Venus. Come take a trip around Mars. No one will see when we're kissing. No one will know when we spoon. So come take a trip in my airship, and we'll visit the man in the moon. Loved a sailor, once a sailor loved me. She was not a sailor who sailed on the wide rolling sea. She sailed in an airship, free as a bird on the wing. And every Sunday evening, she'd pass by my window and sing. Come sail away to the stars. Come let us fly off to Venus. Come take a trip around Mars. No one will see when we're kissing. No one will know when we spoon. So come take a trip in my airship, and we'll visit the man in the moon.
Beat here for the kids to dance to.
6 minutes. We might have to go back to Dead Sky.
Look forward to it. Dan, what do you got?
What key?
It's Lala Strong. Get ready to dance, you guys.
I think it's in D.
Thank you.
Pluck your nose.
All right.
Dead cat, and you got your dead dog on a moonlit night. You got your dead